Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can gather in your name, and Lord, as we open your word once again tonight to finish this second letter to the Corinthians, Lord, help us to glean what you have from the heart of the Apostle Paul as you, Holy Spirit, spoke through him and are speaking to us. So reveal your truth to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we, with the Lord's help, will finish the second letter to the Corinthians tonight. And this has probably as close a look at Paul's heart, and particularly these last three chapters, as we see anywhere in the Bible. You know, he had a very intimate letter, in particularly 2 Timothy, to Timothy, but it was to one man. And here he's pouring out his heart to the whole church. So I think there's something here for us all. But it's all based on our Lord Jesus Christ. So I thought we would just sing an old hymn, one stanza of it. It's back on the page 4 on the back. I am his and he is mine. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that loved to know. Gracious Spirit from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport of all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. In a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. So that'll be one of the